epizootic hemorrhagic disease detected in white-tailed deer. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. A lot of us have heard about chronic wasting disease in white-tailed deer, but epizootic hemorrhagic disease? That's a new one to me, so I called Fish and Game official Roger Phillips for an explanation.
Hemorrhagic diseases, I never know whether to say they are common, they're not rare. We see them sporadically, and they tend to flare up about this time of year, late summer. We tend to see it more often in the kind of our prime whitetail country, but it is certainly something that can show up anywhere when conditions are favorable for it.
Okay, a whitetail hunter is out in the wilderness and comes across a deer. How does he know what the symptoms are?
Typically, if somebody sees a dead deer and there's bleeding around the mouth and nose or blood present, that is a sign of hemorrhagic disease. And they tend to be fairly isolated in certain areas where possibly where animals congregate, but not always. It can be, affect individuals as well as, small herds of deer.
It's important to note that humans and domestic pets such as dogs and cats cannot be infected with this disease. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.